All right, let us begin. For this session, you're going to need to have a nice, comfortable place to lie down. Really a good idea not to be wearing a belt while doing this session. Please lie on your back and have either your legs long or your knees bent to begin, whichever is more comfortable. And as you're lying there, listening to the sound of my voice, settling in, feeling the rhythm of your breathing, feeling the weight of yourself on the floor, you can also observe your contact with the floor. What's it like? How's your head resting on the floor? How much space do you feel behind your neck? How are your shoulders resting on the floor? How flat are they on the floor? How do your arms feel? Your hands, your fingers? Perhaps noticing how much of your spine that you can feel lying on the floor. And you could be very specific about that. You could feel the spine between your shoulder blade, the spine in the middle of your back, your lower back. Feel your spine as it connects down into your pelvis, and notice how your pelvis is making contact with the floor. That's nice. And now please bring your feet to standing. That is, bend your knees. Bring your feet to standing so that your feet are on the floor. And I'd like you to start by doing a simple movement of drawing your lower abdomen in just a bit. And as you draw your lower abdomen in, very slightly tilt your pelvis back in a direction that brings the small of your back just a little bit closer to the floor. And then let it go. Let your pelvis return to its original position. And then do that again. Just do a very simple movement of kind of drawing in your lower abdomen, tilting your pelvis, bringing your lower back closer to the floor, and then let it go. And just go back and forth. Find an easy way to do that. Find a simple way to do that. And as you do it, notice what happens in the rest of yourself, in the rest of your body. You might feel parts of your spine moving. You might feel a gentle movement up in your head. Don't actually move your head on purpose. Just notice what does move in the rest of your body as you do this one simple movement. And pause a moment after each movement. I hope you're doing that. And after you pause, do it again. Draw your lower abdomen in. And as you draw your abdomen in, have a very slight tilting of your pelvis so that your lower back comes to the direction of the floor. Very nice. And now let's do we could call it the opposing movement or the opposite movement. That is, you push your lower belly forward a bit as you increase the space a bit behind the small of the back and you tilt your pelvis down. And then let go of that and then do it again. And each time you do the movement, you let go of the effort and you kind of let your pelvis find its way back to the middle or neutral position on its own. Does that make sense? And again, you push your lower belly forward a bit until your pelvis goes down. I guess you could think of it as going up in a different direction, but it goes down towards the floor, down there below you. You lift the small of the back a bit. You're kind of arching the back and letting the pelvis come back to its original position. And again, just find ways to make it a little bit simpler, a little bit easier each time. But generally speaking, don't go around moving our pelvis like this, so it can be weird for some of us sometimes. And can you feel how the movement of the pelvis kind of pulls the spine, pulls the shoulders a bit, and it affects the head and neck? Do you notice things such as, you know, when you tilt the pelvis forward, that it tends to pull the chin closer to the chest? And do you notice when the pelvis comes back to the original position that your chin moves back? So many sensations, so many movements that we can notice, so many micro movements that we can notice in the Feldenkrais method. The ones that I'm mentioning here are just the beginning. You can go deeper and deeper into your own experience and into your own noticing with each new session, with each time you repeat a session. All right, the next time you come back to the middle, stop again and tilt your pelvis in the other direction. That is, you know, where you draw in your belly and you tilt your pelvis back. And do you feel how this brings your chin even farther from the chest? Or not so much? And of course, if your chin is moving, your head is moving, right? That's nice. And now come back to the middle and just find a way to gently rock back and forth like this. Tilt the pelvis forward, tilt it back, noticing what's happening in the rest of your body. Breathing, relaxing your face, relaxing the tongue in your mouth. Just very slowly pushing the belly forward, bringing it back in, pause in the middle, forward and back. And can you feel the movement throughout your spine, tilting your head a little bit? That's nice. And please rest. Rest on your back, straighten your legs if that's comfortable to do, and take a moment to notice your contact with the floor and how your contact with the floor is different. Now, this session is called Pelvic Clock. Moshe taught many different variations of this movement in, you know, Amherst training and the San Francisco training, Alexandria Nye, his various workshops. So he considered these movements of the pelvis and what they engender in the rest of your body to be very important. And it was called Pelvic Clock because of what I'm about to ask you to do right now, which is to imagine that your pelvis is resting on the floor on the face of an imaginary clock. Well, actually, your pelvis is resting on the floor, so I guess what you're imagining is that it's resting on the face of an imaginary clock. You know, imagine that numbers of the clock are arranged normally, right? So that 12 o'clock is where the tip of your tailbone is. So when I had you lift your lower back kind of off the floor and tilt your pelvis down, that was towards 12. And 12 o'clock is up near what's called the sacrum, I believe, so up near the area of the waist. So when you tilted your pelvis so that the small of the back came towards the floor, that was going up towards 6 o'clock. Got that? So 12 o'clock in one direction, 6 o'clock in the other. And of course, like a normal clock, so 3 would be to the right of you in this position, and 9 o'clock would be to the left, right? 3 o'clock to the right, 9 o'clock to the left. So now what I'd like you to do is just begin to tilt your pelvis diagonally a bit to the right in the direction of what would be right around 130. So it's kind of similar to the movement that we did before, that is you're pushing your belly forward and you're lifting your lower back off the floor a little bit, but you're rolling your pelvis a little bit to the right and then you come back down. Can be kind of a weird movement. So do that again. Stop after each one. You go towards, it would be approximately 130, kind of in the direction of your right knee and your right foot, and then come back to the middle. And just notice what that kind of strange movement does to the rest of yourself. Notice where you feel it in your shoulder blades, your head, your hands on the floor, your feet. Make it easy, make it gentle. You're tilting your pelvis towards what would be about 130. And then you're coming back, arching the back a little bit as you do that. Your chin, maybe you notice that's pulled down a little bit. You're relaxing, you're breathing. Don't try too hard. Good. Now please stop. Come back to the middle. Lower your legs and rest for a moment. Just for a moment. Are there subtle or perhaps not so subtle changes with your contact with the floor from just that little movement there? Or not so much? What do you notice in your pelvis in particular, around your lower back? What do you notice in your neck? How about your shoulders? Okay, just a short rest. Now please bring your feet to standing again. Have them a comfortable distance apart. And in good Feldenkrais fashion, let's do this to the other side. So tilt your pelvis diagonally to the left to what would be about 10:30. You could also think of it as tilting your pelvis towards your left knee. So you tilt it and come back. So you push your belly forward, rock your pelvis towards 10:30, kind of arching the small of your back, then come back to the middle. You stop, you rest for a moment. And then do it again. Notice, is your head doing a similar movement to the movement of your pelvis, or not so much? See if there's any unnecessary effort or strain that you can eliminate. Moshe would often say that you should try to more or less keep the legs standing, the feet balanced on the floor, the knees more or less tilted towards the ceiling, so that you're doing the movement as much as possible with your pelvis. But I have to say, from time to time, I do these various movements just however I can. So I'll let my legs move a little bit more. And then there are times when I will, as much as possible, leave the legs out of it. I feel like it's good to be able to make comparisons between the, you know, multiple ways of doing things. And for many of us, for me in particular, this was such a bizarre movement for me. I didn't know what a pelvis was. I had to get a dictionary the first time I did a session similar to this to look up what is a pelvis. So do the best you can to basically have a satisfactory experience for yourself. And the next time you come back to the middle, pause and tilt your pelvis to the right again into the direction of 130. And come back to the middle, and then tilt your pelvis in the direction of 10:30. That's nice. And just go back and forth like this, very slowly, very gently, stopping in the middle each time, so that each movement really is a separate movement. That is, you're kind of thinking about each movement, or maybe not even thinking, maybe just feeling each movement. So that your nervous system can find a way to make it easier, so that you can relax, breathe. And do you feel that movement of your pelvis pulling through the spine, maybe the chest, the shoulders, your neck and head, even if just a little bit? And please stop. Please stop. And remember, when I say things like that, when I say, can you feel it pulling your chest or head or neck, don't change the movement to make that happen, right? You just want to notice what you notice, what's happening automatically. And lower your legs to rest if you haven't done so already. And now think back to just a moment ago when you were doing that movement. Did it seem easier to one side or the other? Did it seem dramatically easier from one side to the other? Or perhaps I should say that dramatically more difficult, right? And that's totally normal. We use our legs differentially. We put weight on more of on one leg, more on one leg as opposed to the other. So sometimes, the muscles are tighter, stronger on one side. There's always differences. So just, your goal is just to notice those differences. And many of them will even out and let go over days and weeks and months of doing Feldenkrais. Some will not, and that's fine too. And bend your knees again, place your feet standing about shoulder width apart. And please tilt your pelvis forward again, as we did in the beginning of the session. So do you remember that? So you're pushing your belly forward, arching your back. And so that's towards 12. And then come back down. And then do it again. And the next time you have your pelvis forward, stay leaning in that direction. So it's almost like you're leaning your pelvis on 12 o'clock. And from there, start to roll your pelvis to the right in the direction of 1 o'clock. and then come back to 12, and then do it again, going to 1 o'clock, and then maybe going to 2, and then coming back. So you're making like a little arc. And the next time, go from where you are, from 12 to 1 to 2 to 3. So 3 is to the kind of to the far right. And then come back along that arc. And then stop. Let it go completely. And then again, tilt your pelvis forward to 12. And then from 12, go to 1 to 2 to 3. And then from 3 to 2 to 1. That's nice. Remember to breathe. Don't get too serious. Relax the tongue in your mouth. And just find however you can to go along that little arc. From 12 to 1 to 2 to 3. From 3 to 2 to 1. Doing the movement, but keeping some attention to focus on the rest of yourself. How your chest is moving, your spine, your head. That's nice. Don't think too hard. Don't try too hard. Stop whenever you want to. And stay more or less with your knees oriented toward the ceiling. That is, do not change the orientation of your legs and feet, so you do the movement with your pelvis as much as possible. Or, that being said, if the movement seems difficult or impossible, you could try to, you know, let your legs be kind of loose and use them to help the movement. And then once you get the movement down, try to do it just with your pelvis. All right, stop and rest for a moment with your legs bent. Just rest for a moment. Now this time, tilt your pelvis back towards 6 o'clock. That is, drawing your abdomen, the small of your back comes closer to the floor. And then come back. And then do it again, but the next time you do it, leave your pelvis down towards 6 o'clock. And start to roll your pelvis a little to the right, towards 5 o'clock, and then maybe come back to 6, and then go from 6 to 5 to 4. That's nice. Kind of a little mini arc there. And then come back and do 6, 5, 4, and then up till 3. When you come to 3, pause a moment and go back the way you came, 3 to 4 to 5 to 6. And stop and just find a gentle way to go back and forth. Rest whenever you want to. Stop whenever you want to. Just finding what you can do to make the movement easier, to feel like you're touching each hour, like you're going through each hour. And if you can't touch an hour, don't really worry about it. Just notice it and think, that's interesting, I can't do that. And think, is there something that I can do to make it possible to touch each hour? Or maybe it's not possible. Maybe I'll come back and do this session at a later time and it will be possible. Easy and difficult, possible and possible, they're not value judgment. They're really, or at least they're not value judgments in the Feldenkrais method. They're just observations and sensations. No need to change them. All right, and please rest. And lower your legs and notice any differences in sensations you feel on the right side of yourself as compared to the left side of yourself. If you were to draw an imaginary line right down the center of your body and compare the right side to the left side, what would you notice? Are there differences between, for example, your right shoulder and your left shoulder and how they're contacting the floor? And are those differences related to the movement that we did or were they there already? If you were to notice the tension or the state of your musculature on the right side of your neck and the left side of your neck, what would you notice? Is there a difference there? And again, is that a difference that somehow came, if there is a difference, is that a difference that came about from this lesson? Or is it something that was already there and maybe you're just noticing? Is it that maybe you're just relaxed from doing this lesson, you're noticing something that was already there that you weren't noticing before? And I'm not saying that because I know the answer or that there even is an answer or that even knowing the answer is important. What's important is training our attention to make finer and finer distinctions, differences that can make a difference, that can move us forward in life, that can help us learn about ourselves and our bodies. Or if they're distinctions that are meaningless, you can let them go as well. Or maybe they seem meaningless, but they come into our awareness at a later time as meaningful. All right, so please bend your knees again and bring your feet to standing again. Have your legs a comfortable distance apart. Notice how your left foot is standing on the floor compared to the right. Notice feel the right side of your body and the left side of your body. And again, tilt your pelvis down, push your belly forward as you tilt your pelvis to 12 o'clock position. And stay there at 12 o'clock and roll your pelvis to the right again, slowly to 1, to 2, and then 3. And then keep going now to 4, 5, and 6. And at 6, pause a moment, feeling the small of your back near the floor, your abdomen draw in. And roll your pelvis back to the other direction. So to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then 12. So you're doing a half circle. Stop, breathe, rest, and then do it again. Tilt your pelvis down. Push your belly forward as your pelvis goes to 12 o'clock. And then go through all the hours on the clock on the right side down to 6 o'clock. And then back up to 12. Finding how you can make it smoother, perhaps, rounder, remembering to breathe, remembering to do this movement and feel what's going on in the rest of your body and your spine. I bet there are some movements in your head that are happening automatically. You might even notice that your head is doing a similar movement on its own. Similar, not exactly the same, and not you moving the head, but just it happening on its own. And please stop. Please stop. Lower your legs and rest. And again, notice what differences you feel in the right side of yourself as opposed to the left. The right leg as compared to the left. One side of you making better contact with the floor than before. And please bend your knees again. Place your feet flat on the floor. And please take your pelvis down to the 12 o'clock position. Your back is arched a little bit. And now this time, tilt your pelvis to the left slowly towards 11 o'clock. Ah, that's nice. And then come back. And then towards 11 and 10. That's nice. And then come back in that same arc. And now can you do towards 11, 10, 9, and then go back 9, 10, 11, and 12. So just gently go back and forth, finding for you what is the easiest path that you can for that movement. What is your easiest path? If you were to watch 10 people doing this on the floor right now, each one would have all kinds of little and big variations. Every person has their easiest path. What is it for you? And try it so that the movement is happening in the pelvis and not done by tilting the legs. And then if you want to make it easier, try tilting the legs. Let them move and help and do whatever they want to do, and then go back to having it happen just in the pelvis. That's nice, and then let that go. Stop for just a moment. And again, tilt your pelvis back towards 6 o'clock. Draw in your abdomen, the small of your back comes closer to the floor. And from 6 o'clock, start to roll your pelvis a little to the left. go from 6, say, to 7, and then come back to 6, and then go 6, 7, 8, that's nice. And come back and then do that entire arc. 6, 7, 8, 9, 9, 8, 7, 6. And then stop for a moment and then come back. For a moment there, I started to remember, those of you who are who live in the U.S., Sesame Street. Do you remember that? 6, 7, 8, 9, okay. All right, and then at some point when you're ready, do the entire half circle. Go down to 6 and then go up to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, that's nice. All the way up to 12 and then come back down. Take your time. Find a way to make it smooth, easy. Stop whenever you want. It relaxes me just thinking about you doing it on the floor. Just those muscles moving in these unique ways. That's nice. And then when you're ready, please stop again. Please rest. Lower your legs and rest. And please bend your knees. Place your feet standing about shoulder width apart, a comfortable amount. And can you guess what we're going to do next? We're going to make a complete circle. So tilt your pelvis forward towards 12, gently arching your back, bringing your belly forward. And from 12, go to the right again, slowly to 1, to 2, to 3, and then keep going to 4, to 5, to 6, and go to the other side, 7, 8, 9, that's nice, until you make it all the way to 12, and keep going in that clockwise direction, completing the circle. And, you know, if it seems difficult or you feel like you're struggling a bit, you know, see what you can do to make it easier. Could you make the circle smaller? Could you make it, I don't know, the size of a quarter or something? Could you, maybe you stop breathing and you can remember to breathe? That happens to us sometimes. Maybe you would like to try to involve your legs as you do it. So, you know, push off a little bit more with the legs. Let your legs kind of flop around a little bit just to get the clockwise movement. And then once you have it, see if you can do it with just the pelvis. And whatever you do, make the movement small enough and slow enough so that you're able to feel and know exactly where you are at any time during the movement. Or, if that doesn't seem to be working, maybe make it a little bit faster. Maybe making it faster once or twice will make it easier to feel, or not so much. Where is the pressure on the back of the pelvis as you're going round and around? What's going on in your head and neck? What's going on in your shoulders? You may be able to feel a similar movement happening automatically in your head. And that's nice. Now please reverse the direction and go in a counterclockwise direction. So you're going in the opposite way. If your pelvis was down towards 12, you'd go 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's nice. And go slowly at first. It may feel different in this direction or not. Just feel what you feel without the need to or the desire to change anything. Just feel the movement. So, ooh, it's okay, I'm going in this different direction. What's it like? And it makes sense that it would feel different in one direction as opposed to the other, right? Because we have the muscles are activated differentially through our right leg and pelvis versus our left leg. One leg, you may habitually stand on your left leg. You may habitually stand on your right leg. So as you initiate the movement from side to side, it might be a little bit different. It probably is a little bit different. And your job is just to notice those differences. If they do even out on their own over time, that's great. Sometimes it just happens automatically. Sometimes you go and do another Feldenkrais session and come back and do this one and boom, you know there are some big changes. And then go back to doing it clockwise again if you're feeling fresh or, you know, if you're not feeling tired. If you're feeling tired, just rest for a moment. And then go back to doing it clockwise. And now as you're going in a clockwise direction, can you make the movement a little bit faster but just as smooth, just as easy? Perhaps try making the circle smaller to make it easier and faster. And then maybe once you have it going easier and faster and smaller, make it a little bigger. These are just suggestions. That's nice. And then stop for just a moment. And now slowly go around in the counterclockwise direction again. Find the ease and comfort and smoothness in this direction. And then once you find that, can you begin to make it a little bit smaller and a little bit faster? And when you're ready, if you're ready, make it a little bit bigger and a little bit faster. And then smaller. And then stop, please, and go again in a clockwise direction. Tilt your pelvis up to 12 and go in a clockwise direction. And then go counterclockwise. And just finish out, we only have a couple of minutes here, so just finish out the session by making the smoothest and easiest and gentlest movements that you can make in whatever direction that you want to go. You notice that I'm saying go clockwise and counterclockwise and bigger and faster, and that's just to build in flexibility, to build in reversibility. Moshe had this idea, what he called, you know, maturity and potent action, was, you know, a person that could stop at an act at any time and reverse it, and then start it again. And if you look, you will find this idea of reversibility all throughout his work. All right, and then please stop. Please stop. Maybe once or twice, just return to that original movement we did at the beginning of the session where you simply... where you simply tilt your pelvis forward and then back. Is it easier now, simpler? Can you feel more of your body moving along? Can you feel more of your spine and your head? And please lower your legs and stop and rest. Noticing your contact with the floor, your contact with yourself. I have found over the years that this is a good session to repeat from time to time. You know, over the days and weeks and months and years that you do Feldenkrais, you will find that these movements get easier and more suppler as you kind of tune up and oil all the parts of your nervous system and body and beyond, speaking metaphorically, of course, and enjoy.